Yeah, the funny thing is if you get Georgia and nothing else, then if he gets Georgia and nothing else, let's say Trump runs the board, he's not going to. It looks like he's going to lose Pennsylvania too, and maybe Arizona and Nevada. But let's just, for the sake of argument, Trump gets Biden gets Georgia, Trump gets all the rest. It's 269-269. And the rules, Tom, for the Electoral College tie is the dumbest shit I have ever read. Let me tell you how this works.
All right.
So here's what happens. You go, the presidency is decided by the House, but it's not just actual, just they all don't just get together and just vote. That'd be too fucking easy. Yeah. Instead, they have to get together in fucking states. So it's all the states have to get together, and then they all have to decide as a state what their state wants to do. So all the representatives from Illinois would get together and say, yeah, Biden, because we have more Democratic senators than we have Republican senators. And the same thing would happen in all the states. But the way the Senate, the way the thing is set up now, there's, even though we have the majority, the Democrats have the majority, even though they have the majority, they would still not have a final vote, because I think it's 25 states. If they put us all into states, 25 would go red, and then 23 would be up for grabs or some crazy shit
what
like
are you
that.
Saying right and so, now.
And so then they would have to go back
Why
and forth and back
then?
And forth. And then they have to go back and forth. But the best part, my favorite part of the whole thing is they'd have to figure out who becomes the president. And there's no fucking guaranteed lock that it's Biden, even though 4 million extra votes at this point, which it's going to be more, 4 million extra votes, and you own the House. It still doesn't matter. They would still go back and forth, and you might not get Biden. But the very best part, the fucking cherry on the top of the Electoral College tie, Tom, is that the vice president is chosen by the Senate. So they would choose fucking Pence. They would choose Pence.
They should choose Trump.
They would choose, no, you, because I think it's for vice president candidates. So you can't choose.
Can they choose anyone?
Choose,
could it just
no,
be
No, they have
anybody?
To choose who had electoral votes. So whoever had electoral votes, they can move them around and decide who would get it. And so they would choose Pence. So it would be a presidency of Oldie McOlderson Biden followed up by Pence if it went to the fucking, we even got it, which you might not get it. You might not actually get the presidency.
Just because the world is insane, I actually wish it could somehow end up with a Biden-Trump presidency. And then just because
feel
maybe
like the Odd Couple, you go to the fucking White House and there's a big red piece of tape and they can't go across it.
Just because at this point, I just wonder if maybe we just don't deserve this, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, it used to be that, back in the day, it used to be the vice president was whoever lost. That's how it works.
Yeah.
You came in second, you're vice president. And, all right. I actually don't think that's the worst system. It sets up less of this zero-sum game stuff that we have now, because at least the loser is enfranchised in some way.
Yeah, at least the loser... The loser can go out and cut ribbons or whatever the vice president does. Can you imagine, though, if you did have a Biden-Trump, like you said, you could pick anybody, so you pick Trump. If you had that, then he would be the one in charge of the COVID task force that he pawned off on his own fucking vice president. It'd be outstanding and hilarious.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. So good.
Man, you know... We should have just kept recording from Tuesday.
I know, right?
I mean, the thing is, nothing has happened. It's Thursday night, and shit is pretty much stayed the same for a day and a half. The only thing that's different is everybody in America is having a heart attack at the same time. That's it. Doesn't even matter who you are.
So I was thinking about this, and I got to say, one of the things that is pleasurable about, even though it sucks to go through, a lot of things are leaning right now. Tom and I talked earlier, and if you go through the actual numbers, Arizona is going to be hard. So maybe not Arizona, but the rest of the states, Georgia looks like it might flip. It's going pretty well for Biden at this point. It looks like I don't know about North Carolina, but Nevada looks like it's pretty strong. Going to be for Biden. And then Pennsylvania, also looks like it's pretty strong going to Biden. So, you know, the fact that we can look at that and say, okay, there's, you know, there's definitely hope. Imagine you're on the other side and how bad that feels. And, you know, in a way, you kind of want them to suffer a little bit.
That is true. And I will say, I don't want a quick and easy out for that motherfucker. Like, I want that guy just to live in as extended a period of misery as is possible. So that's a great silver lining point, Cecil.
Yeah.
You know he's just got to be apoplectic every moment of every day. He's just got to be absolutely beside himself. I have a question for you. Do you think he believes his shit? I know you can't know, but what's your gut tell you? Do you think he believes his shit?
It's hard to know.
I think he believes his shit, man. I don't know that he believes it the first time he says it, but he strikes me as one of those guys that by the sixth time he says it, he believes it. You know what I mean? One of those guys who says his own bullshit often enough that he's repeated his lies to himself until he's convinced that those are truths now. You know? Even though he knew damn well when they started off that it was bullshit. He just strikes me as, and I know it's just speculation, but
right.
It just feels like that kind of motherfucker.
Yeah. I know somebody here is saying that Arizona is going to go Biden. It's a good chance that it will, but there's also, like, from the projections I'm looking at, there was even MSNBC, which is a, you know, rah-rah Democrat, is saying, you know, there's a chance that it won't. So, you know, yeah, there's a possibility both ways. And I'm not doomsaying it. I know people are like, fucking, I'm doomed. I'm not fucking doomsaying it. I'm just saying there's a possibility you can lose. That's how fucking projections work.
Right.
What the fuck?
I like this comment from Dave. The whole country is waiting for the test results to find out if we have the clap.
It does feel like that. Someone said that it feels like you're waiting on an STD test or a pregnancy test. You know, that's another one.
What's the difference?
My whole life is ruined. It's ruined if this happens to me. It's over for me.
Yeah, one of them you can take some fucking antibiotics for.
Okay, so we want to watch this video because it's the funniest shit, and it's been on the fucking internet all day, and everybody's seen it. But Tom and I want to watch it together.
Oh yeah.
This is Paula White, and so why don't we make this? Let's make it big for Paula White, Ian.
Here. I don't know if I can do that.
I don't know, man. I like how she slurs all the time. She can't stop slurring. All right, here we go.
Right.
This is Paula White. This was her a little upset that Trump was not ahead in the electoral college. So she got all her friends together and they did a little prayer circle. So here we go. This is Paula White.
Strike and 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 strike.
Okay, can you hear that? I'll let you know. She said and strike if you could hear that. Audience, let us know if you could hear that.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so, so amazing. So good. Okay, yeah. She's also doing a motion there. She's doing a motion there that's like, I don't know, you know, but it's Paula White, so you know it's not fake. It's fucking real, dude. She's a fucking speaking in tongues person.
I know, but it's the repetitive, almost musical nature of it. I thought this, I was like, this is like, I'm gonna hear the lyrics start to chime in a second. I mean, they're gonna drop a beat in a minute. This is just her doing this in real time.
Yeah, people have already done a remix of this with music behind it. I was hoping Ian would be able to put something together. But yeah, we've got there's a bunch of these out there with music on it. But yeah, the thing is that the entire time she doesn't know what she's going to say next, right? So she has no idea what the next, she's Michael Scott, who doesn't know how the sentence ends. And so she's continually just saying words. And so that's what she's doing. She's just repeating to load up the next phrase that she's going to say here.
and strike until you have victory. For every enemy that is aligned against you, let there be that we would strike the ground for you.
Let there be let that there we be. Would strike. You can't even, like, you even have time. You've repeatedly strike and strike, and you couldn't put together a whole sentence. You had to put together two fragments and pretend that was a sentence.
I love, they have, these preachers have this, like, amazing, weird rhythm thing where they can take these pauses to think while they're still talking. Strike and strike and strike. And you know, in her mind, she's like, okay, I got to get groceries.
I got to do something.
I'm on the way home. And then, oh, kids to soccer a little later. She's not even, you know what I mean? She's got all the time in the world. She's got all the time in the world because all of this shit is on this delightful autopilot.
It really is. It really is.
You will give us victory, God. I hear a sound of abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of shouting and singing. I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of an abundance of rain.
What's the abundance? Just have this, that's like, got to be a, that's got to be a Bible verse or something, right? An abundance of rain or something. There's like a,
I heard the rain's down in Africa. I mean, I don't know if that's the same thing. But.
In a few moments, she's going to talk about Africa, Tom. So,
well, I also like
spoilers.
Presumably none of this is scripted because it's all bananas, but as soon as she says that, somebody in the fucking booth has queued up some just random, like, sounds that are now playing in the background. Some, like, did you
they're
hear
in
it?
A, yeah, but they're in, like, a place where they're going to pan back. They're in a place where people are screaming and shouting. So they're in a place where everybody's standing up, walking. There's going to be a guy pacing here in a second. We'll get him. The pace car's coming by in a second. Here we go.
I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of an abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. The Lord says it is done.
What is that guy?
That guy, that's the Mater D. He's walking over with the wine list right now. That's what's happening. Mater D. That's the sommelier. He's got his little towel over his arm. I recommend the Chablis, sir? Yeah.
I hope to God that's her kid just, like, wandering around like, Mom! Mom!
Mom, are you on another Zoom call?
We're out of Zima. Oh, we're out of Zima, Mom!
Seriously, though, that's like a dude walking behind her with a Bible who's just reading passages from the Bible as he's walking.
Yeah. So weird.
It's a magic book, Tom. It's a magic book. And if you say the you same thing over and over again and you do the stroke off motion, it happens. That's
right,
how this
right.
works.
That's how it is.
The Lord says it is done, for I hear victory, 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 victory in the quarters of heaven, in the quarters of heaven.
In the quarters of heaven? Is she saying quarters or corners?
I don't know. Is it
it's
the
hard
corner
to know.
Quarters?
Well, it could be that she's gotten so much work done on her face that she can't pronounce either anymore.
Victory, 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 victory.
Mater D's going. Mater D's going back to bin 55 to get your way, get your wine. He's coming back in a few minutes. Let me go get your appetizer started. I'll be right back. I'll be right back to take your order.
He just looks so random, just wandering.
Looks amazing. Look at this guy.
Victory, victory, victory. For angels are being released right now. Angels are being dispatched
being
right
released
now.
From where?
Oh, here we go. Here we go, Tom. Here we go,
Tom. Angel jail?
Yeah, no. They've got a connecting flight, so they're being dispatched.
These angels are like, man, I can't wait for the election. I get to go out. I hate being an
fly,
angel.
I got to fly coach. I have my own wings. What the fuck? This sucks. All right, here we go. Hold on. This is my favorite part. This is my favorite part of the whole thing.
All right. Ricky!
Fucking amazing, dude.
What the
fuck? A fucking grown up is yelling at a whole crowd, making fucking weird sounds. That's my favorite shit I've ever seen.
It's
God,
so
I love it. Every time they break into tongues, it's my favorite, dude. God, I love it so much.
That is fucking amazing. That I love that every word when you speak in tongues, all their words are just single syllable words, just There's all these staccato sounds because that's how language actually works.
All right.
It's amazing.
Okay, chat, here we go. I'm going to play it again. I need you guys to type what she's saying, and Ian will put it up on the big board. So go ahead and type what she's saying here, chat. We need to know what she's saying.
Transcription service.
Manda.
Here we go.
Angels are being dispatched right now. Amanda, ata, ata, rata, teda, baka, sanda, ata, ambo, osa, tata, rite, eke, banda, ata, rite, didi, asha, ta.
Okay, you only get one chance. You only get one chance to type that. No, you only get one chance, and the best one gets a shirt. So the best one, whatever the best one is, you get a shirt. giggity, 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 giggity. Oh, that's amazing.
Oh,
so
God.
Good. What? Oh, somebody got a good one here. Tweaks had a good one. Tweaks had a good one. Let's scroll up. It's on Twitch. Tweaks had a good one.
Let's see.
Very close.
Oh, that is good. That's... Christopher Habanag...
Kiwi Green had a good one, too. Kiwi Green had a good one. Very close.
Something, something, Harambe. Oh, what a fucking mess.
Paul says, the one guy walking around carrying laundry.
No.
Oh, that's the winner. Kiwi's the winner. Look at that. Kiwi did a great job.
Let's see.
Tweaks did a very good job, too. It's so amazing.
Do they believe this shit?
I love
it. Or do they know they're full of shit? Have you guys ever, any of you guys ever been to a church where people speak in tongues? Do they think they're actually speaking in tongues? Or do they just, like, in the back of their mind, are they, have you ever had to do it? I'm curious if anybody in the chat has ever,
been. Kiwi Green and Tweaks, you guys each get a shirt. Send a message to Ian@dissonancepod.com. You guys both get a shirt. That was you did a great job. Great job. Both of you. Excellent transcription services. You guys should hire yourself out for podcasts. All right, here we go.
Man. Angels have even been dispatched from Africa right now. Africa right now.
Wait, what? Did she even finish a sentence there? What did she say?
Angels have even been dispatched.
Africa. Africa right now.
From Africa right now. They're coming here.
Why is she so excited about them coming from Africa? She said it like 12 times in a row.
And why would the Trump presidency want immigrants? Like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
They're coming in from shithole countries. They can't get over the
border.
Get the
fuck out of here. You're turned away at the border, you refugee angel.
No shithole angels. We don't need shithole angels in our country. MS-13 angels.
Exactly.
Lots of them all over MS-13.
Get the fuck out of here.
They got wings the size of cantaloupes.
In the name of Jesus, from South America, they're coming here.
What are they going to do? They're going to fucking stand in the ballot room and watch him count Biden's votes? Is that what's going to happen? And this is the thing, Tom. We talked about this last time. What the fuck could God possibly do? There's only two options. Either he changes people's mind and takes away their free will so they voted for Trump, or he comes in and he changes the vote. What other fucking option is there? God is manipulating human elections, and the humans never get to fucking win in that.
The thing is, God is manipulating human elections to make it a fucking 3-day long squeaker. You have
exactly.
You have infinite fucking power. You made the very idea of light and matter, and you're like, yeah, but I'm going to definitely wait until mid-Friday to count Pennsylvania. Fucking weak God's sauce, like, angels.
God's
no
like,
matter, no wonder you got to import your fucking angels from other fucking continents.
God's like, hold on. I know the Sabbath wasn't one of these days, but counting all these votes really tuckered me out. So I am going to take a Sabbath day on Thursday. I need a Sabbath day. But don't worry. I'll be there for you guys. I'm there for you guys.
You know, the thing
from
is
Africa
the,
right now. From Africa right now. From Africa right now.
These are otherworldly votes. They're actually angel donor votes. Is what they are.
here. They're coming here from Africa, from South America. Angelic forces, angelic reinforcement, angelic reinforcement, angelic reinforcement.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here's another
set. Don't break it. Don't break it. We got the moves going now.
Reinforcement. Pika hata anda ata orabata rata and eke eke manda rasata.
Such fucking nonsense. For I hear the sound of victory. It's so great.
I can't hear that and take any. This is a woman who talks to the President of the United States, man. This lady who's fucking babbling on a stage in front of 100 fucking people in a weird COVID unit where a fucking guy is wandering around back and forth. She talked to the president not once, not twice, like a million fucking times, man. How's that even possible?
I don't have any idea.
It's fucking insane.
We are solving none of our problems. None of our problems ever. Cecil, this is it, man. This is the last ride. Fucking grab hold, light some matches, watch it burn, because this is it. Grab your fiddle, motherfucker, and let's party on the mountain.
She is his fucking spiritual advisor. She has fucking laid hands on him. She's been in the goddamn Oval Office. She's fucking prayed with him or whatever. And like, this lady is fucking babbling on a stage about make-believe angels and a make-believe God and basically praying for a different result because she didn't like the one she got.
Yeah. Well, and randomly also rain. Like, it's just, it's also rain.
It rains down in Africa, Tom. And that you need the angels from there. They won't come if there's not a sound of rain. It'll be ridiculous.
You know, 100% on her way to church today, she was fucking rocking out to some Toto. And it was just stuck as an earworm in the back of her mind. And that's why she ended up in her weird fucking prayer loop that she got stuck in there.
It's like the guy behind her should just nudge her. Just give her a nudge when she's skipping.
She's got a scratch. You got to polish her a little bit.
She's skipping.
I hear the sound of victory.
No, see? Watch this guy. He's in like fucking...
All right, you gotta
the Maitre D' needs to dress better. The Maitre D' definitely needs to dress better at this restaurant. Also, what's going on with the buckets? Like, if she makes a bucket, God changes his mind. It's like bozo buckets over there.
Yeah, why
what's
is there a bucket on stage?
There's some random person.
Like, is it just raining? It's just like a pot they put in there. It's, we paid for the abundance of rain, and the roof has a little bit of a leak.
Oh,
it's all right.
I see, Tom. So it's a laundry basket. That guy's bringing his coat over to put in the laundry basket. That's what's going to happen.
Mom, I want to wear this later.
Sound of victory. I hear the sound of victory. I hear the sound of victory. I hear the sound
Cecil,
of victory.
Quick.
Is she a Biden supporter? Because I hear the sound of victory, too.
I love that guy who knows evidently he's going to be on stage is like, yeah, man, fuck it. I'm wearing fucking cargo shorts and an old T-shirt. I don't give a fuck. No, I'm going to be on stage today. I'm going to be walking around with my fucking magic book praying for what I think is going to be the most, like, consequential election. Yeah, but I mean, dress for the job you have. That's my bad philosophy.
Yeah.
fuck it. Just, I don't know. Whatever. Mom, if you've done the laundry.
I hear the sound of victory.
Look at that lady in the front row. She's raising
she's
the roof.
It.
Hold on a second.
Sound of victory. I hear the sound of victory. I hear the sound of victory. I hear the sound of victory.
Okay, maybe not.
So crazy.
God, it's ridiculous. Any new election results? Let's see. Hold on.
What's happening, Cecil? Do we have?
Let's see, here we go.
No whammies, no whammies, no whammies, no whammies, no whammies, no whammies.
Georgia's down to 1,700.
Oh, my God.
With 10,500 remaining. Let's see. No change on North Carolina. No change on Nevada. Down to 41,000 in Pennsylvania.
Almost 20,000 votes separate Nevada now. 22,000 votes separate Nevada.
Yeah. Man. Nevada's growing because it was at 8 for a couple days almost. So.
God. I had no idea about the tie thing that you were telling me about. Dude, that's bonkers.
Yeah, the fucking Electoral College tie is fucking crazy, dude.
It's
insane. It's
almost like we don't need an Electoral College. You know,
I'm
just saying, I know it's a
much.
Controversial opinion.
Oh,
the only people that defend the Electoral College are the people that it's working for in the moment. in the moment when it works for them, oh, yeah, I've always liked the Electoral College. Really?
How many?
You've always liked the Electoral College.
Always. What are we up by now? Is it 4 million now? 4 million plus, maybe?
Yeah.
That we're up?
Yep. Yep.
And you and I were looking at California earlier, and California only had 3/4 of its votes counted, and they still had room to fucking grow.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be...
You could still get a million out of California alone.
Yep. Yeah, the differential in this election is going to be fucking massive when it's all said and tallied, and it's in the fucking history Wikipedias. Like, it's just... Yeah. It's going to be absolutely enormous.
It's massive. And you know what we said? We had said for a long time that if there's a huge turnout, that the turnout will favor the Democrats. And if you look at this turnout, 4 more million people coming out favoring the Democrats is absolutely astronomical. But the fact that we're still fucking counting dribs and drabs from fucking 6 different states and not just saying, yeah, no, I think we know who we want, is the dumbest shit we do. It's just fucking stupid, man.
It is, because it's got to be the right 4 million. That's what we've said is here's the system. We vote for who we want to be president. Do we really? Well, no, we vote for the right kind of area has to kind of get together. And then that you can't describe this. Describe the system as if you were going to build it from scratch. Is there any world where you'd be like, well, here's what we need to do. And then when it all ends up, Cecil, it also needs to be an even number so that it's even possible to tie. Why would you even have it possible to tie?
It doesn't even make any
arbitrarily
sense.
Arbitrarily create a dumbass fucking number. Why did you make it a fucking even number?
It's so stupid.
What is
dude.
Wrong with you, you stupid motherfucker?
The idea that it's even is the dumbest shit you could possibly imagine. Yeah. Why on earth would you do that? And you know, also the fucking Senate is depressing. We talked about it on the show this week. The Senate's depressing. Hopefully, you know, Tom and I are talking about if those 2 Georgia votes go to runoff, Tom and I are thinking about having a fundraiser live stream for their campaigns. So if people are interested in maybe shooting us some messages about who they might want to see on that live stream, because we're thinking about running for a couple hours. So we might be able to bring in different guests and whatnot. So let us know. Via email, dissonance.podcast@gmail.com, if you have any ideas on who you'd like to see in that couple hours, maybe 2-3 hours, that we would do a fundraiser. Tom and I are also thinking about seeding it too, because we're just like, fucking, we really want to see.
Yeah, man.
We want to put some money in and say we'll match the first X amount of dollars, just because it's fucking it. It's the idea that we lose the Senate in this and gain the White House is going to be a fucking obstructionist nightmare.
It's appalling. It is appalling.
Yeah.
If we're going to fix anything, we can't have 4 years of gridlock. Best case scenario, we get 2 years where something might occur.
Yeah.
Best case. Yeah. Then it'll be the midterms, and that'll be a nightmare, and the country's made out of garbage, and most of the people here are shit. But, like, if we can get a couple of years where we can accomplish something, that would be all right.
That's insane, dude. It's absolutely insane. Well, it's 9:30. And I'm sure everybody is tired of election coverage. And we did a 4-hour show the other night. So we are going to sign off a little early tonight and let you guys enjoy the rest of your night biting your fingernails down to nubs, waiting for the moment that it gets turned. We don't think it's going to turn. We were hoping it was going to turn before tonight so we could have like a little, you know, election live stream like, hey, guys, it turned and the results came in and, you know, whatever. But even if Georgia went before we signed off, Georgia doesn't win it for him. He still needs, you know, depending on who you go with. And Biden, of course, would go with the most conservative estimate, which still leaves Arizona up in the air. So Biden probably would not declare if he just got Georgia. He would have to wait a little bit. So we're going to probably bounce a little bit early tonight, do only a 30-minute stream. But we did 4 full hours of streaming the other night. So if you missed that, go check it out. It's on the same place where you're viewing this now. Go check it out. We had a great time with a bunch of other people.
That was awesome. It was a great night.
We had a lot of fun.
It was a fun night for what it was.
Right? Dan and Jordan from Knowledge Fight were on. Heath Enright.
Yep.
Heath Enright, also a very funny guy. And Andy Wilson was on for 30 minutes. We tried to cross the streams with OA. It didn't work. But maybe we'll get him on another stream in the future. But we are going to bounce because we have other stuff to do. So we'll catch you guys in next week. We'll be on. Hopefully it'll be a upbeat, fun stream where we're not talking about Civil War. All right, guys. Take care, everyone.
Take care,
bye,
guys.
Bye, everyone. Bye. So long.
Thank Peace. You. And be sure to check Enjoy. Out Ian's stream. You can catch it over at
yeah.
I think it's Twitch are you
gonna,
Cord. Or
you going to sing us out?
Wait, you got a song for us, buddy?
Wait a minute. We got something. I think I broke it. Here we go. This is the election that never ends. It's just going on and on, my friend. Some people started counting votes, not doing any fraud. And they'll continue counting them till Donald Trump sues us all. Okay, that's it.
Bye, everybody. Next week.
Bye, guys.
Can't stop. Okay.
Can't stop the damn thing.
All right. I did grab my audio this time, Ian. I remembered, thankfully.
I forgot.
Yeah, it doesn't matter then.
Oh, we're still live, Ian.
I hope Ian never turns it off. And this is
it'd be awesome if he just, quit.
Just quit.
He just quit. That's he just quit
Ian
right now. He
spikes.
He spikes the fucking thing, and he's like, "I'm done. I'm quitting."